Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners meeting for Tuesday, January 30th, 2024. We'll call this meeting to order, and we'll begin our meeting as always with an invocation, which today will be led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Alford. If you feel led to rise.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, again, another week, I thank you for allowing me to stand before the citizens of Jefferson County, allowing this court to deliberate in a fashionable manner that's pleasing to you and your will. We ask that you continue to bless the families of this county, the citizens of this county, the citizens of this state, and this nation. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I said it's
pledge in
unison.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with the time of public comment. If anyone has any comments that they wish to make about any items on the agenda today, you may approach the lectern. If you are attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment, and we will begin a little bit out of order. We're going to start with item F under Commissioner's Court to consider and possibly approve a resolution commending Annette Reedy for 24 years and 5 months of devoted service to the Jefferson County and the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Do I have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and Annette, would you like to go to the podium? So Annette works with me, and we have this resolution which reads, Annette Reedy has devoted 24 years and 5 months of her life to the service of the taxpaying citizens of Jefferson County in several positions of responsibility. She began her service in 1999 as a part-time clerk for Judge Vi McGinnis. Within 2 years, was promoted to senior clerk of the Justice Court Precinct 1, Place 2. She continued to excel in job performance, and in 2006 was promoted to be associate court administrator, and after the retirement of Judge McGinnis, Judge Nancy Beaulieu asked her to continue in that position for her. Judge Beaulieu retired in 2019, at which time she came to work with me to provide her office her talents to the office of the county judge and serve as my administrative aide. Whereas Annette Reedy has served not only on the front lines to be the first smiling face of public sees in the judge's office, she has filled the position of being the administrative aide for all mental health commitments and has adeptly administered preparing the commissioner's court agenda, and it has assisted with the probate department. And because a new opportunity has arisen, she's accepted a new opportunity to allow her to move permanently to Wimberley and work for the city of Kyle, where she can relax and feed her deer daily. And whereas having served the citizens of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism and compassion for the better part of her life, which helped make our community a better place, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court but hereby honor and commend Annette Reedy for her dedicated service to the citizens of Jefferson County, and we wish her well in this new chapter of her life. Doesn't look like you're smiling right now.
I know. It's like this is supposed to be one of the happiest days of my life, and it's so bittersweet. Jefferson County has just been so great for me, and I have had the pleasure of working under three of the most ethical and fantastic judges that you can find. And my family's here. I want to introduce them. My daughter couldn't make it, Morgan. But there's my son-in-law, Ryan, my granddaughter, Lennon, my grandson, Wyatt, my son, Joshua, my daughter-in-law, Amanda, and then I have two older grandchildren that are in school, Ethan and Natalie. But I just wanted to say, Fred, I don't know if y'all know how much Fred does. I mean, I don't think anyone really understands. But this man right here is the catch-all. He puts out fires on the daily. I mean, fires that I may or may not have created. I'm like, Fred, I messed up. He's like, well, fix it. You know, he has shown me so much grace when I moved into the admin position that it's unbelievable. But he is a really hard worker, and I'm going to miss him. All of my coworkers, we've been through a lot, and it's just nice that we've coming out on the good side. But I hope that I have made everyone proud. There's something to be said about public service that when I heard the compassion, that's what I want to be known for, is showing compassion and grace to people that are just looking for answers. And I'm happy that I'm going to be able to continue my public service in a different capacity. But on the other hand, I'm going to miss everyone terribly because this is like family. And I love y'all, and I thank my family for their support. And everyone's truly going to be missed.
Well, I appreciate you, and obviously any employer or department head or elected official, if they can get an employee that has a good attitude, that's 90% of the battle. And if you get one that also has intelligence, that makes it a lot better. And so I appreciate the void that you've filled and the work that you've done and the services that you've rendered to the public. And obviously, I wish you all the very best as you move into this new chapter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And I have a flag that was flown over the courthouse in your honor that you can take to the city of Charleston and flaunt.
Sure.
Come on.
I never get to come up here on the big side. I'm always down there on the little. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank y'all, commissioners. Y'all have been a joy to serve with.
Thank you.
Also out of order is item D under commissioners, to consider and approve the donation of gifts and services from the Junior League of Beaumont to assist the district attorney's office to assist with testimony of adolescent witnesses pursuant to section 81.032 of the Texas Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by commissioners Pearson, Offered. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And if the district attorney would like to bring up the representative of the Junior League, I will read this resolution. It says, whereas the district attorney's office requires that adolescent witnesses testify in numerous court proceedings, and whereas these adolescent witnesses are required to wait for extended periods of time in waiting rooms which are uncomfortable for them, and whereas the Junior League of Beaumont volunteers have stepped forward to offer to provide assistance to these children to make their wait time more comfortable and entertaining, and whereas the Junior League of Beaumont is offering to paint the waiting room, mount a television, provide toys, books, decorations, video games, cabinetry, and replace the couch and rug in order to make that area more comfortable for these children at no cost to the county. And whereas the contribution of these items and services will greatly assist the Office of the District Attorney in our courts. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby accept the donation, and we wish to express our heartfelt appreciation to the members of the Junior League of Beaumont for your assistance in making this a reality and serving the citizens of Jefferson County. Certainly. Come on.
I tell you, y'all want to say something before you come up here?
Hi. Good morning, everybody. My name is Paige Reed. I am the provisional chair for this project, and we just want to extend our heartfelt thank you for this. We're all really excited. There's about 40 girls on four different committees, and we have been planning and getting ready for this, and we're geared up, and we're ready to do what I call extreme makeover witness room edition. Thank you.
Outstanding. Come on up.
Yeah. Good seeing y'all.
And one more under Historical Commission. Item A is considering possibly approve the appointment of Catherine Leister to the Jefferson County Historical Commission. The appointment of Commissioner Pierce. Do I have a motion on this item?
So moved.
Second.
And moved and seconded by Commissioners Pierce and Alford and Erickson. Any discussion?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That's a Ms. Leister. Thank you for being willing to provide your services to the citizens of Jefferson County through the Historical Commission. We appreciate your service, and I think that's the first time that we've had everybody second. We wish you the very best of luck, and let us know if there's anything the members of the Commissioners Court can answer for you.
Thank you.
All righty. We'll move back to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for the Crime Lab Vehicle Search Investigation Building Renovation pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326, which is funded by the American Rescue Plan. Item B is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for invitations for bid for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies with Acme Supply, Bob Barker, Charm Tech, and Victory Supply, with pricing shown on the attachments. Item C will be tabled at the request of purchasing. Item D is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for invitations for bid for a term contract for legal notices for Jefferson County with the Beaumont Enterprise, the Examiner Corporation, the Port Arthur News, with pricing shown on the attachment A. Item E is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for request for proposals for commissary services for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 5 for Jerry Ware Terminal and Aircraft Firefighting Station Rehabilitation with NNT Construction, Inc. for a total amount of $58,888.18, bringing the total contract amount to $2,618,309.51 for the painting of repaired kitchen walls, re-roofing of damaged roof discovered during construction, installation of mud bed under ceramics for warranty purposes, revision of emergency exit doors and frames at second and third floor exterior due to increased side of roof curves, increased size of roof curbs at door openings, replacement of rotten areas of plywood decking, and additional installation of 600-amp circuit breakers for automated transfer switch that's currently in stock, allowing the installation of generators and ATS within a two-week time frame with no additional contractor charge from NNT. This change order does not change the number of contract working days, and in pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326, and is 100% funded by the Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 37. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a purchase agreement for the purchase of 10 burial spaces from Clay Bar Haven of Rest at $305 each for a total of $3,050. Item H is to consider and approve additional allocation of $9,903 of American Rescue Plan lost revenue funding for change of mosquito control vehicle from 2022 model to 2023 model due to unavailability of the 2022 model. The mosquito control vehicle funding was originally budgeted at $25,600 with the additional allocation bringing the total funding to $35,503. Do I have a motion on these items under purchasing?
I got a motion on it.
Second. Moved and seconded. Discussion.
Just a question on this F. That's 5 change orders. And do we know how much of an increase that is? And is it anywhere close to the second bid on this contract? Because that's where I begin to have concerns when I hear all these change orders. I would like to know that, but
I'm not sure, Commissioner.
Those are things that cause me a little concern.
Yeah, I think the second bid was several hundred thousand dollars more than NNT's, but yes, if you can get those pulled, that would be great. Yeah. These were primarily for things that were discovered during.
Yeah, a tremendous amount of this was the rotten roof decking that we were unaware of under 2 layers of, had the original roof and the roof was put on.
You had 2 roofs on there? You had 2 roofs?
Had 2 roof layers.
Oh, layers, okay.
Had the original roof and then the roof that we put on during Rita.
Okay.
And so we had some spongy spots when they started doing demo, we found large areas of the roof decking that needed to be replaced
fully decked up. Well, like I said, the thing that got me when I look at it, you got 5 change orders. It makes you kind of question and look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion on any other item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve budget transfer for tax for the replacement of an envelope opener in the amount of $5,315. Item B is to consider and approve a budget amendment for general services for UPS for Meeker Radio Tower in the amount of $28,000. Item C is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $576,247.72 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item D is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,800,000 to the Comptroller for the first half of the intergovernmental transfer for indigent health care. And item E is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $7,909,985.37 to the State Comptroller for intergovernmental transfer for Jefferson County Local Provider Participation Fund for the Uncompensated Care Program. Do I have a motion on that?
One more.
Oh, I'm sorry. Regular county bills is an item F, check numbers 513961 through 514163. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you all for pointing out that I stopped reading. Under County Commissioners, item A is to receive and file an executed abatement agreement between Jefferson County and GT Logistics LLC pursuant to Section 312.401 at 2nd of the Texas Property Tax Code. Item B is to receive and file a fully executed reinvestment zone order for GT Logistics Blue Ammonia pursuant to Chapter 312-401 et sec of the Texas Tax Code. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding the application for the grant from Family Violence Crimes Against Women Unit Criminal District Attorney to the Office of the Governor, Criminal Justice Division for funding from September 1st, 2024 through August 31st, 2025. And item E is to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a second amended abatement agreement with Jefferson County and Lindy, Inc. to attach the correct abatement schedule for Unit 1 of that project pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Property Tax Code. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Senegal and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Treasurer, item, we have one item to consider and approve the quarterly report and wire for the state pooled fees in the amount of $290,871.12. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Engineering Department, we have two items. Item A is consider and possibly approve a replat of all of Lot 6 of Bayou Oak subdivisions and a 1.842-acre tract of land and a 6-acre tract of land, Shelby Corzine League, abstract number 14, Jefferson County, Texas, into Lot 6A, Bayou Oak Estate, Shelby Corzine League, abstract number 14. This replat is located off of LaBelle Road and Precinct Number 4 is in the City of Beaumont's ETJ and has met all of Jefferson County and the City of Beaumont's platting requirements. Item B is consider and approve, ratify, receive, and file a material cost expense check for construction project 020W23 and road use agreement from Exxon Mobil Low Carbon Solutions for damages to Lawhon Road and Precinct Number 4. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioners Pierce and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under County Clerk, we have one item. A, to consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing county judge to execute grant application to the Office of the Governor for the 2024 State Homeland Security Program Competitive National Priority Area Project in which no matching funds are required. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Management Information Systems, we have one item to consider and possibly approve, execute, and file a resolution to approve an application for the state and local cybersecurity grant numbers 503-7501, 503-9101, 503-9401, and 504-5101 from the Office of the Governor Criminal Justice Division for fiscal year 2025 for the Management and Information Systems Department. And I note that that has a 10% match. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And now we have risk management for our insurance renewals. Item A is to consider and possibly approve commercial property insurance with Lexington Lead Carrier effective February 1st, 2024 for an annual premium of $2,576,691. Item B is to consider and possibly approve boiler and machinery insurance with Hartford Steam Boiler effective February 1st, 2024. For an annual premium of $30,374. Item C is consider and possibly approve a government crime insurance with Great American Insurance Company effective February 1st, 2024 for an annual premium of $5,919. Item D is consider and possibly approve a cyber liability insurance with Crum & Forster effective February 1st, 2024 for an annual premium of $42,209.84. And item E is consider and possibly approve excess workers' compensation insurance with Midwest Employers Casualty effective February 1st, 2024, for an annual premium of $213,514. Do I have a motion on those items under risk management?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion?
No discussion, just a question. Are any of these companies locally?
No.
No. These are all international companies. The agent, one of the agents is local.
I didn't hear the Salt question. I'm sorry. Insurance.
Are any of these companies local, these covered?
No, these are all global carriers.
Okay.
I would also mention that this morning, and I'm glad to see that from how you appeared today that you did some arm twisting on these premiums.
She did.
Sir, you want to see the other guy?
You and Jacob. The grant that we just applied for, hopefully, it's going to help us on our cybersecurity premiums.
Hopefully.
And so y'all had an opportunity to discuss that?
We did.
Very well.
I appreciate the work y'all always do on this, Susan and Adon. I appreciate, you know, getting that information out there. And, you know, it seems like a lot, but I know y'all have done a lot of work to keep these premiums as good as you can. And, you know, I'm happy about it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the Commissioner's Court or any elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, we appreciate you all being here today. We're supposed to have clear skies today, then I think it becomes cloudy again, and then but we're not anticipating any more rain till Friday or Saturday. I hope everyone has a great week. And there is cake out in the lobby for Annette's retirement, so we ask that all of y'all stop and help yourself to the goodies out there. And again, thank you, Ms. Leister, for your willingness to serve. And with that, we are adjourned.
Judge, we've got to get that either reprinted or can I just scratch that? I don't mind scratching it out. It doesn't bother me in the least. I just don't know where it's coming from.
It's up to you.
I don't care.
Which resolution is that?
This is on the MIS grant. Had Bush's name on this. He's still hauling. He's still hauling. Did I guess Fred and them print that out. They need to eliminate that off their deal.
We got to sign that plaque.
Oh. Just one.
Hey.
I'll come over there.
God, which lesson is on my way? Yeah, normally he's right below me and it's throwing me off.
I know, she screws it up on these plans.
No, this is somebody else.
She confuses the hell out of us.
Yeah, I know it.
She's keeping us on our toes.
What you don't know is that last argument had Darryl Bush under his name.
Yeah, something like that. And that way I had to get her to send me another email. And I'm, you know, I get my email.
We should do my law about what.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. We used to make it for the blue line copies we had to make.